Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, today we can talk about the budget.
The budget.
Yeah. They're making sausage in St. Paul.
Yeah. It's quite a process. Yeah. You know, you have all your committees trying to get these bills through, and that's, you know, that's a process in itself. And then when it hits the House floor, the Senate floor, it all just seems to start over again.
Sure. Well, yeah, that's the whole interesting part of the process. And then once they come up with something, it still needs to get signed by the governor.
Right. Well, and then, you know, if it all works out, if the House Democrats and Republicans, or the Senate Democrats and Republicans, can agree on a bill, then it gets to go to conference committee.
Yeah.
And so that is kind of a third point where it all starts over again, because there you're only dealing with a small number of people instead of 201 people trying to debate over a conference, over a bill. And that's really the conference committee is an interesting spot too.
I would argue that I think that's kind of where really everything sort of gets done, isn't it?
It used to be, and I think it still could be. It used to be that the sides would kind of come to an agreement within each, within the House or the Senate, within each chamber, and then they would send those bills to conference committee, and that was where the process really started. Started over again, and the lobbying would start hard, and then that was where you had your smoky back rooms and things like that. Now with the current hyper partisanship of everything that's going on right now, we end up with these roadblocks in the committee or on the floor, which led to things like the government shutdown that we had. And so the process has really been kind of upended from how it used to be. But hopefully this year things will have settled down a little. People will be down to business, and things will get done.
It's interesting, you know, I was watching a piece on television, I think it was just last night, what they were talking about, the idea of bipartisanship. Maybe it needs some sort of organization akin to the Tea Party or the Occupy movement. So to punish those lawmakers who get so firmly entrenched in ideological breakdown.
Well, things have gotten so polarized that it does seem like we're getting towards a point where the system is so tight that it has to crack somewhere.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a shakeup in the next few years of some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, I mean, they have to come to some sort of resolution on all of this by when? It's pretty soon, isn't it?
May. Yeah, like the third Monday in May or something like that.
Yeah, so we're talking not a whole lot of time left to get all these decisions made and the conference committees to come up with something that eventually gets handed over to Governor Dayton.
Right. We'll be hearing about a lot of late hours and scrambling to get things done.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.